broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
It's going to be another absolutely gorgeous day like yesterday was. High today about 83 degrees. The trades are 10 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered showers on the windward side. I want to welcome Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe, Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for groups of friends. I've never had so much fun on a course. The back nine is an amazing view. Business clients, a party, a tournament. Try their double deck top tracer driving range. It's located on Kaneohe Bay Drive. It's just minutes from town. You can go to BayviewHawaii.com or call them at 247-0451. I know they've got tee times available this morning through the day, 8:32, 10:36, 11:30, whatever works for you. Get in touch with Bayview. Great show. Great show. Steve DiMeglio, senior writer, joining us. He's at Farmers Insurance. Bob Bupka, just back from the PGA Tour, the major in golf business. John Mason, founder and CEO of SwingJuice.com. He's been around for a long time. Catching up with him just back from the show. Says he's got big news about a collaboration. Bob Herrig, senior writer, ESPN, will be in the clubhouse, but we're starting off with Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel and NBC golf commentator, analyst, Top Golf Hawaii. He's just back from Farmers Insurance. I'd love to see his frequent flyer numbers. We'll be back. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high rise shopping center, or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And welcome into the clubhouse, Mark Rolfing. It's so good to hear your voice again.
Well, good morning, Danielle. And yes, I was at Farmers Insurance, and I'm watching Golf Channel right now, and they're still not playing there. The fog is in, kind of hovering over Torrey Pines. So it'll be interesting to see what Steve DiMeglio has to say, because I know he's still out there right now.
Yes, absolutely. And this must do a little something-something to Tiger's preparation. I know he gets real up early to warm up and get ready, and the weather is such a huge factor in his game, which started off yesterday, but he seemed to pull it back together. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I think this is not going to help Tiger at all, because with his back issues, he needs warm weather, he needs sunshine, he needs to get up and get going in the morning, and I think this delay is not going to be good for Tiger.
Well, you know, Mark Rolfing is all across the world, covering golf for Golf Channel and NBC Sports. He's also Top Golf Hawaii, and now we're getting involved in First Tee. Now, let me give you a little bit of background. About 20 years ago, a gentleman on my golf show, Shep Spink, he came from the First Tee program, just starting off on the mainland. He came to Hawaii to discuss creating a First Tee chapter here. Now, there was a problem, because First Tee back then only charted a program if there was a golf course with public access. In other words, children could get on the bus and get there from disadvantaged neighborhoods. And there was not anything like that that was going to work. So it was a no-go. Ken Zitz, Officer Marine Corps, design coordinator for Jack Nicklaus at the Championship Golf Course in Kimono, Japan, a training area manager for U.S. Army Training Lands in Hawaii. He designed live fire ranges for the Afghanistan National Army in Afghanistan. Well, he did not give up. No, Mr. Zitz, he brought together the kids up in Waialua, and he believed that teaching them the life skills that golf gives us when we're playing, the honesty, the integrity of the game, all of the stuff that happens when you're playing truly golf, he knew that would be a huge benefit to these children. He went around, he got donations of t-shirts, he did all kinds of stuff. He got his kids together, and he helped just doing it himself, just teaching the kids. Well, all of a sudden, a huge moment happened because, yes, Ken Zitz got the chapter going. The first tee was granted the charter. Zitz was the first tee board member, the president, and the first tee grew in Hawaii. Chapters across the state, something went a little bit awry, but you see, it was all the result of a huge boon for First Tee Hawaii, a $1 million donation from a wonderful Korean gentleman who gave the money to the First Tee during one of the annual meetings of the Aloha Section PGA. It was huge, this huge check just for the First Tee. But things just didn't go right. Money didn't come back from the main office somehow. I don't know the details there, but something really cool is happening. And Mark Rolfing is at the center of this. Tell us, Mark, how you got involved with First Tee Hawaii.
Well, you know, I've been on the periphery of First Tee nationally for, I'd say, as many as 15 years, Danielle. I have never been involved with First Tee in Hawaii, which is kind of interesting. You would have thought they might call me up. Not that I'm the answer all the time to all the questions that people might have about golf out here, but given that I was such a big part of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association for so many years, I never had any contact with the First Tee, and I really had no idea what they were doing. And about 3 months ago, after the PGA took over the First Tee, this is a huge change for the First Tee. It is actually now, within the last few months, an official part of the PGA Tour, which is an organization that simply is not going to let the First Tee fail anywhere. And they were aware of how many problems there were out in Hawaii. The history of First Tee in Hawaii is sketchy at best. You know, I don't even really want to know all the stuff that happened, but I got a call from the hierarchy of the PGA Tour that asked me if I would take a look at the junior golf situation in Hawaii, and specifically the First Tee, and figure out how I could maybe bring everybody together out here to start working together to create an environment where the First Tee could actually be successful. The gentleman you're talking about that gave $1 million, Curtis Kayham, flew over to Maui. It was the first time I had met him. I spent a day with him here. I listened to all the stories of what had happened. And when it was over, I said, you know, Curtis, I don't want to look back. If we're going to do this and we're going to put a bunch of energy into it, we got to look forward. And so that's what we have done. We have spent the last 3 months basically doing research and analysis and trying to understand what the junior golf situation is in Hawaii. We are geographically challenged, and not just in junior golf, but everything else. We have neighbor islands that need to have the presence of whatever junior golf components we decide to put together. But what I found, Danielle, to be very interesting is that there is as many as a dozen junior golf associations in Hawaii. They all operate independently. In many cases, they operate in conflict with other junior golf associations, and it's only been in the last couple of years that everybody has kind of started talking. So I'm happy to tell you that as of today, we are almost done with a plan that's basically going to merge all of this together. The two main organizations are going to be the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, which is, you know, a 20-year-old organization that has really been the hub of junior golf in Hawaii, and the First Tee of Hawaii. You're going to see those two groups effectively come together in what's going to be some kind of a merger. We don't know the exact details yet, but the two are going to keep their own brand because they do different things. They're not conflicting groups. The HSJGA is way more of a competitive junior golf association. First Tee should be way more about teaching life skills, as you were discussing. And then the other junior golf associations, particularly the ones on the neighbor islands, we will all be part of this big group. And there will be funding and money and organization, and there'll be people dedicated to it. And I think you're going to see a massive change in changing the structure of junior golf in Hawaii, which is way, way, way overdue.
Yes, I am so thrilled. I am so thrilled to know that this is under the stewardship of the PGA Tour, that somebody's watching over this really fabulous organization that people have pumped a lot of money into across the United States, and we're trying really hard to have a great first tee program here, and knowing now that you and others, the PGA Tour, are working together to make this a cohesive entity. Hawaii State Junior Golf Association is the perfect umbrella to really make that come together. Now, who's going to be the person in charge of Hawaii First Tee? Is it going to be the executive director of HSJGA?
That's correct, Matt Rollins. And basically the way it's going to work, again, we don't know the exact details, and this hasn't been approved by the HSJGA board yet, but we have discussed it at length with all of them. There's only going to be one board for the two organizations, which is really good, which
yes.
means there's only going to be one boss.
Yes.
And the key to the thing, I believe, is that we have to have a home for this entity. And the home is going to be Alawai Golf Course. You know how passionate I have been about Alawai and how passionate I have been about returning it to the iconic state that it was for decades and decades. And I have had this vision of Alawai becoming the home of Hawaii golf, and I believe it will be. I think you will see a number of different golf organizations, not just junior golf, but a number of different golf organizations start getting involved at Alawai, and you're going to have a physical structure and an organizational structure that basically emanates out of Alawai, which is where it belongs.
That's wonderful, because then you have all the entities, whether it's Hawaii State Golf Association, Hawaii State Women's Golf Association, working out of this. You know where to find them. It's like really simple. Go to the Alawai. The clubhouse there is so large, so spacious. It seems like it would have the perfect amount of space to take care of the various organizations dedicated to golf here.
Yeah, I don't know how soon all of that will actually happen with all the other golf organizations, but you're absolutely right, and you're going to start very quickly within a few months seeing physical evidence of things over at the Alawai Golf Course that are going to be attractive to people, Hall of Fame-type things. You're going to start seeing some junior programs. Right now, for example, kids can play free at Alawai like they can at any of the other city courses, but hardly any kids are playing, and that's an issue to me. And we have to do something about making it more friendly. It's very difficult for a youngster to go out to Alawai, even though he can play free. Who's he going to play with? What's he going to do? So for us, it's going to be, all right, we better start thinking about the parents, and we better start thinking about having programs there. So like in March, the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association Junior Golf Day, where we give free lessons. A year ago, nothing happened at Alawai. It happened at 20 courses all over Hawaii, but not Alawai. That just doesn't seem possible to me. So we're going to start focusing on immediate specific programs at Alawai, even before Top Golf starts going, to literally bring back the energy and the vibrancy of Alawai. And we have to start with the juniors, because that's our investment in the future.
Yeah.
And if we don't come up with a good plan for junior golf in Hawaii, and I think we've got one now, if we don't, the game's just not going to grow. And if it's not growing, it's not sustainable.
No, it's exactly right. I mean, there's a large section, of course, are golfers who've been around for decades. They frequent many golf courses, and they're going to need to be followed by these junior golfers who grow up enjoying the game, having a welcoming, attitude wherever they go, and having the access that they already have. But as you said, we got to get the parents involved. Got to have them know that they can come to the Alawai with their kids. The kids can play free and maybe have, as you said, programs so that the parents who don't know anything about golf and really don't have the time to invest in being maybe with the kids, not that you drop them off, but that's kind of what First Tee does. You bring your children over, you can stay and watch, or the kids are just involved with the people who have are so wonderful to volunteer their time to teach them all the lessons that, that golf brings. And I think it's so, the, you know, just the being together in a social environment where you're playing a sport that requires you to call yourself on any rules violations, that that teaches children how to interact with one another, how society in general works. And there aren't many opportunities for kids to get those kinds of lessons anywhere else. So kudos. And I'm so excited about the PGA Tour taking over First Tee and that Matt Rollins will be the, I mean, I understand there's still some things that need to be worked out at the board, but Hawaii State Junior Golf Association being involved just thrills me. Thrills me beyond, I have no words. Let's go, you know, with you mentioning Top Golf, Hawaii. I understand you've got some community meetings coming up for people to go and have their voices heard.
Yeah, the first one is on Tuesday night, February 11th. It's the neighborhood board of the Kapahulu area, which is the surrounding area to Alawai Golf Course. And, you know, it's going to be really important for the people who want to see Alawai stay as a golf course and who support all the things that go along with the Top Golf project. Top Golf is going to be the driving financial engine here. There's no question about it. But without that, and if the opponents have the loudest voice, and if they're saying that Alawai should no longer be a golf course and it ought to be a city park or it ought to be a Nalo farm or it ought to be whatever, anything other than golf, we've got to make sure that we are arguing on behalf of golf, because that is the critical. That's going to be the hub of all of Oahu golf, and Oahu is going to be the hub of Hawaii golf. That's where, you know, the majority of our population is. And when you look at the kids and this merger that's going to happen with the junior golf organizations, neither one of the First Tee or the HSJGA is growing leaps and bounds in terms of kids participating. That we've got to grow that. Things have been flat, just like they are in golf everywhere. And so I believe that this new energy, this new initiative, this merger is going to change everything. There's some new people involved. There's a guy in Maui by the name of Scott Reinhardt, who was the pro at Kapalua, who is now going to be the head of First Tee Maui. He's over at Maui Dunes at Maui Lani, and he is doing some great First Tee things over there. We've never had a First Tee of Maui. We've never had a First Tee of the Big Island. I spent last week on the Big Island talking to a couple of different junior golf groups, and it just made me realize how fractured the whole initiative for junior golf has been out here. And with the HSJGA, as successful as it has been, with the kind of money that it raises and its fundraising and with its alumni group, that is the natural organization to lead this thing. And now with the power of the PGA Tour, the PGA Tour is not going to let junior golf in Hawaii fail. I can tell you that, and that's tremendous news for all of us.
Yeah, it is. And I want you to get in touch with the folks at Kona Country Club, because they have had a program going. When things went awry here, and I'm not going to go into details, I don't know them all. I know that they split away and created the Aloha State Junior Golfers. Under Aloha State Junior Golfers, Ken Zitz is a part of that. He created that because he wanted to continue his work with kids, but of course he didn't have much financing. But he's doing what he can, and we have one at Bayview. And I know that what was First Tee on the Big Island at Kona Country Club is now Aloha State Junior Golfers, and they are very much committed, just like the folks at Hickam have been very much committed to junior golf and the First Tee as it was when it started, and now will be under, I know, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association under the leadership of the PGA Tour. You mentioned, in just to wrap things up, Mark, you mentioned that Top Golf will be the economic engine for golf, the municipal golf. Can you just tell us, remind us how Top Golf has structured the situation where, of course, they'll be paying lease rent, but they're also going to give back to golf.
Yeah, Top Golf is a tremendously successful enterprise, as you well know, Daniel. They have 51 locations around America, and it's one of the great success stories in business. It literally is the future of the game, as we have less time to play, and as the game gets too hard for the new beginning golfers, Top Golf is the perfect solution. They are so involved in junior golf everywhere. That's the most important initiative for them when they look at Hawaii and say, what can we do to help this community? They know, and they looked at Alawai, and they didn't see any kids out there playing, and they said, we can change all of this, and they will. So there's two things that go along with Top Golf. The first is the revenue that comes into the city is going to be gigantic compared to what is going on now with just a driving range concessionaire and with rounds going down and having less and less rounds at Alawai. That's going to change. Top Golf, Hawaii has dedicated a certain percentage of their construction costs and their revenues into enhancing the golf course. So you're going to start seeing improvements made at Alawai Golf Course that are way overdue. But most importantly, as time goes on, once Top Golf gets open, it is a fundraising machine. You don't have to close a golf course for a day to generate money for junior golf organizations, whether it's First Tee or HSJGA. Or University of Hawaii, for example, that has no relationship right now with Alawai Golf Course. I heard an amazing stat the other day. Hawaii has four collegiate tournaments, the university does, and none of them are even on the island of Oahu.
Correct.
They go to the neighbor islands to play. Well, that's got to change. They are a mile from Alawai Golf Course. Their players should be practicing over there.
Mm-hmm.
They should be playing over there. Again, I really think that with this Top Golf infusion of enthusiasm and money, it's going to just open up this potential of Alawai that is sitting there right in the heart of our population. And I am quite pleased with the direction this thing is going. I don't think it would have happened without the PGA Tour, and I also don't think it would have happened without the HSJGA and its great board, and Mary B. in particular, saying, you know what, it's time to grow this thing. It's time to look at it a little differently. The world of golf is changing, and this is absolutely the correct direction to be going here.
Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator, Golf Channel and NBC Sports, Top Golf Hawaii, and now he's involved in the First Tee Hawaii, and of course he's always been a board member of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. Thank you so much for taking on this role, and thank you so much for bringing us this news. I couldn't be happier. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Danielle, for helping here.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We're going to get to the Farmers Insurance Open, and we're going to be talking with Bob Herrig, senior writer, ESPN. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
Your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau Brusseau at WailaGolf.com. That's Claude Brusseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And now, into the clubhouse, Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN.com. Bob, I understand the marine layer has swallowed Torrey Pines.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, well, the sun just came out, so they're about to get started, but we've had a two-hour delay. little bit of an early start today for no reason, unfortunately.
Yeah, I remember being in San Diego and waking up one morning and, you know, they said, oh, that's just the marine layer. It'll be gone soon. I'm like, wow. When that rolls in.
It's another term for fog. That's what it was. It was fog. So, but it's clearing up now, and it looks really nice. So
correct.
I think we're going to be good.
Good. And that Torrey Pines, some photographs I've seen of the South Course, amazing. The difference, this interesting thing about the Farmers Insurance Open is that it's played on two courses at Torrey Pines, the North and the South. That South Course, is it significantly more difficult than the North Course?
You know, they revamped the North Course a few years ago, and it made it a lot harder. But the difference this year was pretty stark. It was almost three shots. And that's how it used to be, sometimes more. And then they toughened up the North, and it was a little closer for a couple of years. But this year there was a difference again. And that just might be because the South is hard. And when it's wet and cool, the rough is deep. It's hard to score on that course. It's why you know, I think these guys really have to be on their game this week, because there's not really getting away with too much stuff. It's long, and hitting shots out of wet rough on a long golf course is really a challenge.
Yeah, and then there's the Poana Greens. And I thought it was interesting listening to Brant Snedeker saying, I like playing on Poana Greens. That's not common, right? I mean, most guys prefer anything but Poana.
Yeah, they're pretty bumpy. And as the day wears on, they get even more so. But that's just sort of a trait of greens in California, really. That's the putting surface. I mean, that's what they have at Riviera. That's what they're going to have at the PGA Championship later this year at Harding Park. It's what they have at Pebble Beach. And I always find it interesting, you know, it's a surface that kind of flummoxes Tiger, and yet this is what he grew up on.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he complained about it yesterday, got him on the first hole. And yet he's had great success at this course, but he's never had great success at Riv. And it's one of the reasons he stopped playing Pebble Beach years ago. He just didn't like the bumpy greens, thought it messed up his putting stroke. You know, he'll see that kind of greens in Mexico as well. That's what they have there, and that's what they had at Bethpage last year. You know, it's fairly common in places that aren't like the South or Midwest. But to his point, you know, it gets a little splotchy late in the day. And, you know, going back to that putt he made 2008 U.S. Open to tie Rocco on the last hole, I mean, a lot of people thought there was no way to make that putt given this, you know, the greens at that time of day were really hard to putt on. And yet it went in anyway.
Yeah, watching yesterday, okay, just to bring you up to date, Tiger Woods is six-pack of the leader. He had a 69, it was a nice 69, sort of. 71, he pulled off that 71 after the, what is it, that 13th double bogey of his career?
four-putt, yeah, he four-putted.
Oh, sorry,
double
yes.
Bogey.
Yeah.
And that's only the 13th time he's done that. And it was really ugly. I mean, like the first putt, it was you know, you think he has a outside chance to make it. It was 25, 28 feet, and it never looked good. It never had a chance, but it was still, he's 2-3 feet from the hole, and he seemed to look like he wanted to just try to ram it in. And sure enough, you know, I don't think he even hit the hole. And it went 5 feet by, and then he missed that one. And all of a sudden, you've got a four putt and kind of a bad way to start. So he did well to get it back. He actually missed a couple of other short ones in the first five holes for birdie, and then settled in and had a pretty good run. You're going to make mistakes out there. It's hard to get through without a bogey. He made a couple on the back nine, but then birdied 18 and. You know, all in all, through 36 holes, I think he's looked really, really good. The swing is great. Looks so in control. He's hitting the ball nice. And if he could have just made a few more putts, then, I mean, they all say that, but he'd be a lot closer, obviously. But he's doing fine, really.
Yeah. Zozo, didn't he bogey the first three holes? So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he sure did. Yeah. It's pretty tough to overcome, and yet shot 64 that day. That was a remarkable turnaround, hard to do. And Tiger, he's going to have his moments with putting. I think it's the part of his game that really isn't like it was in his prime. It's far more average than he's ever had it. But yet he's going to have his days where he gets hot. He's going to have his tournament weeks where he gets hot. And he could use one of those today.
Yeah, he sure could. And we're looking forward to watching. Rory McIlroy is in the same group, 4 under. Everyone talking about how Rory could become number one if he wins this tournament and beat Brooks Koepka, who's not playing, but just get to number one without having to play against him. What's up with Rory?
Yeah, Rory has been on a nice roll at the end of last year, and this is his first tournament since November, so maybe you expect some rust or having to chip off some competitive rough. But he got off to a good start the first day, slumped a little bit yesterday, but still he's in position. He's a good round away on Saturday here today from getting into contention, having a shot on Sunday. I don't know if it's likely for him to win. I think he probably needs a little bit more seasoning, but he'll be back at it here soon again. He's going to be playing at Riviera in a few weeks in Mexico. He's got a busy schedule, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him get to number one at some point. Kind of hard to believe. He hasn't been number one since the end of 2015. So, I mean, it's been more than 4 years since he was number one. It doesn't seem like it's that long ago, but it is. I mean, he was there, and now he's fallen off that and has climbed his way back up there with a really good fall when Koepka wasn't playing much due to that injury.
Yeah. I just wanted to go backwards just a little bit. Did you say, when you said he will find Tiger Woods, would find the Poana in Mexico, did he commit to going to the WGC, or do you just expect him to be there?
No, that's a good point. He has not committed. I'm taking an educated guess and thinking he's going to play there. Actually, you know, that's the last place he had a four putt. He did that in the third round there last year. And yet he actually putted very poorly in that tournament and tied for 10th. So I think he has to feel pretty good about that place. And if Tiger wants to make it to the Olympics, which he has said he does, he really shouldn't be skipping world golf events.
Yeah,
you know, they have big, you know, really strong fields with a lot of ranking points and no cut, so you're guaranteed of earning points, and so that's why I sort of expect him to be there.
Got it. So the leaders, though, it's interesting to see Ryan Palmer and Brant Snedeker, both leaders. This indicates to me, at least, that this is kind of, you've got to stay. Brant Snedeker's not long. He wishes he were long, he said to the media, but I'm not, and I've got to stay in the fairway. But it's a thinking man's course. You've got to think your way around. I think Ryan Palmer shows that, too. He's an older player. He's been around. He's thinking his way through. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no question. I mean, I think that's a big part of the best courses on tour that aren't just about bombing it out there and hitting it as far as you can. You know, there's some strategy involved. Sometimes it's better to lay back. Sometimes it's better, you know, to just be solid around the greens. And a guy like Snedeker, who hits it out there plenty far, just not as far as some of the longest hitters, you know, if you get it in play, if you're straight, it's way better than playing out of the rough. He's won here before. You know, he won here a few years ago when they had a really horrific weather on the Sunday, and then actually the tournament had to go into Monday. They had like a weather warnings, and they didn't even let spectators out on Monday.
I remember
he had gone out and shot a really low score on Sunday in really bad weather, and everybody backed up, and you know, nobody could catch him, and he ended up winning. So you know, he's a pretty gritty guy, and yeah, he's a really good putter. I think his putting stroke is really geared for Poa greens. He has kind of that he has that jabby stroke that you used to see back in the old days, and not. And but it works for him on greens like this.
Let's talk about Phil Mickelson missing the cut, hitting only two fairways. What do you think?
Yeah, it's kind of a continuation of what was going on last year. And Phil had said that, you know, he felt really good about it, the improvements and the work he had put into his game in the winter when he had taken time off. And I think he had high expectations, and he even said to us yesterday, you know, I'm playing so much better than this, but it looks like I'm playing the way I played last year when I was not very good. And so he was disappointed. In fact, he went to the driving range. It's very unusual for a guy to go to the range after missing a cut. But he went to the range for an hour after his round yesterday. Several of us just sort of waited him out to talk to him after that. And, you know, he said he just wanted to get the work in. He's going to play in Saudi Arabia next week. He wanted to work with his coach before he left. I guess what I would take is, you know, he seems determined to figure it out and get it back. He's not going to just go away quietly here. But it's the bottom line is he hasn't had a good result since the Masters. That was his last top 20 finish last April. It's hard to believe he actually won at Pebble Beach a year ago.
Yeah.
It seems like 10 years ago,
yeah,
the way he's been playing.
Yeah. I got to talk about Jack Nicklaus, because in a tweet yesterday, he said his 80th birthday, his sugar day, got stretched out to 10 days with 5 different cakes, 5 or more attempts to sing happy birthday, and countless bad notes. And I loved every second of it, he says. And now he needs a mulligan on his New Year's resolution. You got to sit with him before his 80th birthday and talk with him. I thought it was fascinating how insistent he was on people stopping the happy birthday song to start it off on the right note. What was your conversation? Tell us a little about it.
Yeah, I actually went to his house, which was really cool to get to do. And, you know, I just think Jack's the best. I wrote it in the story I did. He's very comfortable in his own skin. I'm not sure I've seen anybody who is as famous and successful who is that way. He is just grown into this elder statesman role with a lot of grace, and he handles it beautifully. I mean, and he's done a great job of staying current. You know, he's gotten to make sure he knows all these young guys. He can comment on them. He knows their games. He watches. He's incredibly busy still. He designs golf courses. Him and his wife are involved in a huge hospital charity program in South Florida that they raise a lot of money for. It was just a treat. It was a treat to get to talk to him. I mean, I go to his tournament every year at the Memorial, and he holds court usually on Tuesday or Wednesday, and it's just an interview you never want to miss.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can ask Jack about just about anything, and he's going to give you an answer. And what's great about him compared to most athletes or, you know, players today is if it's time to go, but all the questions haven't been asked, he stays. You know, his thing is I want to make sure I get all these questions answered. I mean, it's sort of refreshing in this day that somebody is still like that, and he doesn't really need to be, but he is.
Yeah, you know,
hopefully he keeps the health and keeps playing golf. He still plays some, and it's funny to hear him talk about his own game. It's more like ours now, and yet he's okay with that.
He's wonderful. I'm so glad you described his presence perfectly when he was at the Skins on Maui. I was sitting in the media center with Michael Patrick Shields. We were talking, and another person was there. And he was up talking strategy for the next day. He was just sitting on the podium. He had taken questions from everybody. And then we were just fascinated listening and watching. And then he looked up and he goes, "Oh, you guys are still here." With this funny twinkle in his eye, like he knew the whole time we were there and we were listening and we were fascinated. But yep. he's just a real wonderful, warm person. And you feel like, you know, much like Arnold, he had this embracement that just took you in and you felt special. So thank you very much for that. Thank you for bringing us into that world. Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
You too. Aloha. We're going to come back. We're going to take in a little bit of the major of the PGA business world. PGA of America, they put on the PGA show every year. And there's, oh God, 10 miles. Can you imagine? You have to walk 10 miles to see everything in Orlando at the PGA show. We'll be back with Bob Bupka, voice of golf on Talk Sport and host in the Grill Room with Bob and Jay. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And we've got tee times to tell you about, but first I want to tell you that the Bayview Golf Course is beautiful. They have done so much work on the greens and on the fairways and on the back nine in beautiful Kaneohe. It is really Hawaii's best value in golf. It's perfect for just a group of friends to go out and play. Ladies, it's a fun course to play. There's some challenging holes on the back, but it's still fun. You don't have to worry about that. You're not playing in competition, not yet. Take business client, a party, have a party out at the, they have a great hall where you can rent and do complete parties like graduation parties. Just have a whole lot of fun at Bayview. And they've got the double deck driving range with top tracer at every place. So you can, you know, hit your balls, see what's going on, then you check it out. You can check out how you're doing and then go back and hit some more. They're 2470451 if you're looking for a tee time. 2470451 extension 1 to book your round. And you can always go to BayviewHawaii.com to get more information and find out more. We're going to go straight over to Bob Bupka. He is on the road, leaving Orlando and heading home to Houston. But in between, he's taken the time to be with us in the clubhouse. Bob, welcome in.
Well, thank you for having me, Danielle. And as you stated in your opening, if you wanted to see every one of the booths, you did have to walk 10 miles. Newsflash. I did not see every booth.
Bob, you didn't walk 10 miles? Harumph. But you've been there for how many years? What number year is this for you?
This was the 20th consecutive year that we've been down there. And ironically enough, one of the highlights is on International Drive. That happens to be a a steakhouse, which I rate as the best steakhouse in the country, called Charlie's. And well, we're there on Tuesday night, and it's amazing how many of the same people we see on. It's like a Tuesday night club held once a year. But anyway, get back to the show. A lot of things to report here, Danielle.
Yes, already.
I don't know where. Well, one of the products that I thought was really, on the money, it's called Precision Pro Golf Laser Range Finder, and it actually has a magnet on the side of it, so it clips right onto your golf cart. It's very easy to pick up the pin with this range finder. A lot of attention to junior golf. I know that gets you excited, and as well it should. I think Lynx has introduced six different categories of clubs for children of all ages. I think it's called Lynx AI. Plenty of kids' clothes. I did lead to some groundbreaking. I guess I can report it now. We were asked to partake in a demonstration with this magic ball marker, which you put down behind your ball. And then when you want to find out how much break, you stand over the ball marker as instructed by the creator. And he says, all right, get your feet square. Now, he says, look down and tell me where your nose is in that mirror. And I looked down, and I said, well, we got a little bit of a problem. He said, what's the matter? I said, all I can see is my stomach. So then now they're going to come out with a one for the heavy set guy.
So you've given him something else to work on. I love the new inventions. One of my questions was going to be, what was the great golf invention that you found? So this is a ball mark that will help you determine what how the ball is going to roll?
Yeah, how much break is in the
putt. Yeah.
1 degree, 2 degrees, 3 degrees. I said, man, to myself while I'm talking to the guy, if I had to figure all that out, I'd never even take the putt back. Now, they do have a little dubious area of the show, which, kind of gray. Volvic is there with their new golf ball that goes further, but it's illegal. But you don't have to tell your playing partners that you're playing an illegal ball, except they might get upset if you take their money playing a ball that doesn't conform.
Hold it.
New Magna ball. So I'm issuing this Magma ball. And a little warning to all your listeners, when you go to the first tee, maybe get on the first green, look what kind of ball your partner's playing, and if it's one of these Magmas, you're in for a long day because he's going to be hitting it a little further. It's slightly smaller, slightly heavier, and illegal, but hey, who cares?
I was just going on and on about the integrity of the game and, teaching kids honesty and calling the rules on yourself. And you're telling us about Magma at Volvic and, be careful that, your playing partners may be playing with an illegal ball. And, be sure to watch them. Keep your eye on them. Show me your ball. I want to know what ball you're playing. If everybody's playing the Magma, then that's wonderful. The PGA show has a little bit of everything for everyone. There's a new PGA.com. I haven't been able to really get in there and really check it out. I thought it was interesting that PGA of America CEO Seth Waugh says the Texas site is coming together. Now, that should make you really happy. Do you think they'll have the PGA show in Texas when the PGA of America has their Texas tournament and headquarters and all that stuff going on there?
Well, Danielle, that really is a great question. I never gave it any thought. I mean, I had an opportunity to spend some time with Seth Waugh. He's been a longtime friend. He used to head up Deutsche Bank, and they had that PGA Tour stop where I became friends with him just outside of Boston. There's a lot of talk. Gil Hanft, who's going to be designing the championship course in Frisco, Texas, a little suburb of Dallas, and they have 23 championships lined up over the next 10 years. But I don't know if you can duplicate, the convention center in Orlando. It's one of the largest in the world. And, you got 49,000 attendees coming from all over the world. I don't know if they'd be willing to go to Frisco, Texas. That seems a little bit out of the way.
Yeah, and their steakhouse isn't there either, right? I mean, where would you...
It's a good point.
No steakhouse. Something else that happened that is, I thought, a long time coming. Folds of Honor and PGA Reach announced a new partnership as PGA Golf Day and PGA Hope come together over the Memorial Day weekend to serve the military families. You know, because since they're both doing the same thing, I've often wondered, while they're kind of like competing with each other, they should be working together. Folds of Honor and PGA Reach announced a new partnership, and I thought that was great for PGA Golf Day and the PGA Hope coming out together. That's awesome.
Yeah, I echo your sentiments on that, and another thing that you'd be very proud of, Women's Golf Day coming up in 2020. It's going to be on June 2nd. And the beauty of that, you know, PGA club professionals, they'll get two credits towards their accreditation by hosting Women's Day on June 2nd. I thought that was special. The PGA members that attended the show, they received one credit. And this is something that is really catching fire, Women's Golf Day, and pretty soon it'll be tough to find three guys to play with. You might have to play with three females.
That's right.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Hey, there's a commercial on television right now, and the guy who has to be paired up with three girls is not complaining at all in that spot. I'm the ambassador of Women's Golf Day in Hawaii, so we're working hard to get more golf courses to host a Women's Golf Day event, because it's so much fun. On Maui at Ka'anapali, they put on the most amazing Women's Golf Day. They have music, they have a DJ spinning, they've got fashion shows, they've got the different vendors from around Ka'anapali community. They come out and they serve food and a little something to drink, some beverages, and it's just, and then they have a lesson. So it's more than just, okay, we're going to get together and play golf. It's, we're going to get together, we're going to play golf, we're going to check out the latest golf fashions, we're going to have a little something to drink, we're going to have something to eat, we're going to have fun. And that really, I don't know a lot of ladies that would give that up.
No, I mean, it really is fabulous. And the magnitude of it now, this year anticipated in excess of 960 golf courses around the world having Women's Day on June 2nd. I just think it's absolutely outstanding. Introduce ladies to, the fun aspects of golf. Unfortunately, I have found out that a lot of times if somebody has never played, they're a little intimidated about going to a golf course. They can come to this Women's Day, get a little instruction, maybe play if they want. Women's Golf Day is just the perfect entree into the world of golf. I would recommend any of your listeners that are eligible to check it out, see what they think. I mean, it's only one day, and it may lead to something you'll do the rest of your life.
You're awesome. You're absolutely awesome, Bob. You brought everything from the newest steakhouse that we've got to go try to, a Women's Golf Day. Thank you for being on the show. I really enjoy, I always love having you on the show. It's so much fun. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Danielle.
Drive safe. Say hi to Janice for me. Okay?
You got it.
Okay. Bob Bupka's voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK. Millions of people listen to Bob, and he's host in the Grill Room with Bob and Jay. We're going to come back. I believe John Mason, Swing Juice founder and CEO, has something special to tell us about. He said that he's got a collaborative effort that's been put together and was brought forth at the PGA show. He'll be back with us, or with us after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And let's bring him in. John Mason, Swing Juice founder and CEO, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, Danielle. How are you? It's been a long time. It's been too long.
Yeah, the last time I saw you were at Sony Open, and you were still selling your beverage for golfers, like an energy drink that was called Swing Juice. But things have changed.
That's exactly right. You know, things have definitely changed. And, you know, it was interesting, you know, when we first met, you know, like you said, the Swing Juice brand was all about an energy drink. And you know, over the last several years, you know, the last 6 years in particular, we actually made a pivot of the business. You know, we changed the Swing Juice brand to an apparel brand, and you know, things have taken off since then. So it's been fantastic.
God, well, I bet they've taken off. Your Golf Digest presents a moment in history where they're doing a free T-shirt. And this is from Golf Digest. Golf Digest says, if you retweet and follow, you'll get into the drawing to win from Swing Juice a shirt. And this is Golf Digest. Did it break your internet when you did that?
Oh, yeah. It was unbelievable. We actually did that during Masters. And you know, that, you know, absolutely gave us a tremendous boost. And that's the thing. I mean, we, you know, we've been around for a while as a brand, but again, more recently, I think people have discovered us, you know, obviously with the digital age and the fact that we are a mobile brand now. We do, you know, just these tremendous graphic T-shirts that really, really speak to the golfer at heart. You know, one of our slogans is wear your passion on your sleeve. So, you know, it's been a blast to disconnect with people and to, you know, obviously just really get out there in the golf world.
You have several different collections. By the way, your website looks very polished, very nice. But I'm looking in the women's department here, of course, because why wouldn't I? Well, I want to buy something for a guy, so I'd look in the men's department. But some of the different collections that you have are Augusta collection, the Americana collection, mashup collection. Think golf and tacos, or golf and hip hop, or golf and tequila. And then there's the swing juice collection. So I was enjoying. I think you've really done a great job on the Augusta collection. Some of the, what is it? Golf. Cheese, pimento, you know, I mean, it's really, they're very nice. They stand out. Now, you, you're welcome. You're welcome.
That's really been sort of the idea behind the brand and where we continue to push is, you know, to try to release fun and innovative and great golf designs. It's something that, you know, if you're a passionate about golf, that you can wear on a daily basis. You know, our tees are high quality, super comfortable, very soft. And, you know, each one of the collections really can speak to an individual golfer. You know, our most popular collection is the Augusta collection. You know, we're sort of known for our, you know, Augusta-related tees, you know, come the first week of April, you know, the greatest golf tournament in the world. And then, you know, along from there, we kind of pick every single type of, you know, a collection that we thought that would speak to a golfer. You know, my personal favorite is our mashup collection. You know, like you mentioned, the golf and tacos, which, you know, again, those are probably my two favorite things in the world, so why not put them together?
Yeah, I frankly like, one of the T-shirts I like the best is Champions Dinner Staff.
Exactly.
That would be the part of the Masters collection, because if you could get into the Champions Dinner just being staff, you know, that caught my eye. Really?
You're doing okay.
You're doing okay. Exactly. The golf, April, and pimento cheese. I frankly like the egg salad best. And then Masters.
Huh?
Go ahead.
I'm a pimento cheese guy.
You're a pimento cheese guy. I don't know. I really like the egg salad. I just, you know, and give it a try. Masters and Chill is another one that's really cool. I mean, all of them are very nicely done. Who does your designs?
So we, you know, speaking of collaborative effort, I mean, we have a great team. And, you know, again, I come up with a majority of the ideas. And then we get together with our design team and we sort of hash them out. And then once we get to something that's fairly close to what the original idea is, then we launch it. So it's really kind of an exciting, fun process when, you know, we get some great ideas and it's great to see them come to life.
Yeah. So, collaborative. You went to the PGA show, I assume.
Yes. Yes. It is a fantastic experience. If you haven't gone, all the people listening out there, I mean, it's really the mecca of the golf world for a few days in Orlando. It's really tremendous.
Yeah, and it's only open to, like, PGA of America members and, of course, all of the people who make some of the great products. So it's really a display to the industry insiders of what's coming out that's new. And that's what's so great about it. It's a convention in a way, and there's so much going on in addition to the new products. There's teaching that happens, lots of different meetings of people. You can go in, but of course, only it's not open to the public. That's the only drawback. So I don't want to get your hopes up about going. So, John, I was told that you were going to have a collaboration with someone, that it was a big deal for this this particular PGA show. So, what do you have a big announcement?
Well, you know, our big announcement this week is that we launched a brand new women's collection.
Ah.
You know, and it was really exciting for us because we have so many customers that are women that will either buy T-shirts for their partner, or, you know, a lot of our products are unisex sizing, so they'll buy T-shirts for themselves. But over the last couple of years, we've had so much, you know, inquiry into whether we're going to launch actual women-specific designs. So, you know, we really took that to heart, and, you know, for the last 6 months, we really worked hard to put together a really solid collection that really would speak to the hardcore fan, female golf fan, and the reception has been fantastic. You know, again, it's something that obviously the conversation of you know, just trying to grow the game of golf in general, and obviously grow the women's game of golf as well. So hopefully we're doing our part to further that effort.
Yeah, eat, sleep, golf, and repeat. Eat, sleep, golf, and repeat. Remember that. And I like this one, One Love. Now, you could wear that, and no one would know that you're talking about golf. That's very, you know, general. But there's the golf ball in love that makes the O. So that's how you get the golf connection there. Really nice. So when are we going to see the new collection for women? Is it going to be on your website, swingjuice.com, soon?
Exactly. It's currently on our website now at swingjuice.com. If you scroll around there, there's a women's section, and then you can check out our new releases and our collection in total. For all of your listeners out there, again, thank you for taking the time. And also, too, I wanted to give you your listeners a little promo code, if that's okay. You know, if they do go visit swingjuice.com, please type in promo code SJFriend20. That's SJFriend20 for 20% off of your purchase. And, you know, connect with us, you know, on all of our social media handles at Swing Juice. You can find us everywhere.
SJFriend20. That's the promo code. And that's awesome. Thank you very much. What is Bushwood? Bushwood Caddy?
That's part of our Bushwood collection, is, you know, our ode to Caddyshack, the greatest golf movie of all time. So that's another part of our brand that, you know, get people look towards us for, you know, fun, different designs. So this was sort of our homage to our favorite golf movie.
Great. That's great, because in case anybody goes there, they'll want to know if they're not on the, you know, inside. We are KPOA Hilo, KORLYNI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. It's been a pleasure talking with you, John Mason. Are you coming back to Hawaii for one of the tournaments in the near future?
I hope to get there real soon. I miss Hawaii, one of my favorite places I've ever been. So as soon as I get back, you'll be the first person to know.
Thank you. So this is John Mason, Swing Juice. You can find swingjuice.com. And if you'd like to get something, there's a promo code, SJFriend20. He's founder and CEO, swingjuice.com. Thanks so much for being on the show. Aloha.
Aloha, mahalo. Thank you, Danielle.
We're going to come back. We've got Steve DiMeglio. He's over at Farmers Insurance Open. He survived the marine layer. Apparently, it's sunny. And so says Bob Herrig, but we're going to talk now with Steve. I want to give you a little something, though, about some friends of ours, Aloha Power Equipment, at their Sand Island and Waipahu locations. They have the largest selection of steel landscaping and power tools in the state. They're priced right, okay? Priced right. So you get your job done no matter how big. So weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. You know, power's at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment is the steel power superstore. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Oh, we've got something really cool for you. The Bayview Golf Course in Kaneohe, Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for groups of friends and business clients and a party and a tournament. And they've got the double-deck driving range with top tracer right there, okay? We have a $50 gift certificate for the ninth caller to Bayview. $50 gift certificate, ninth caller. I hang out at Bayview a lot. Really like that golf course. All right, let's bring him into the clubhouse. This is Steve DiMeglio, senior writer, USA Today, Golf Week. Welcome into the clubhouse.
How you doing, Danielle?
I'm doing good. You know, I forgot to give out the phone number. 808 547. Oh, excuse me. I just made a mistake. 545-1111. My brain just went. I was thinking about what's the number? 808-545-1111. Okay. The ninth caller wins $50 gift certificate to Bayview Golf Course. That's 545-1111. You can use it on the driving range. You can use it to play a round of golf. Okay. Give us a call at 545-1111. Let's start over again, Steve. Thank you so much for your patience.
No problem.
I understand. We had a 2-hour delay. Did the marine layer fog? Did it burn off?
It has finally burned off, and Tiger has finally teed off. And Tiger drove it into a greenside bunker, but he had a flat lie, and then hit one of the most beautiful irons to the green, and then on his nemesis, the number one hole at South Course. Knocked in about a 14-footer for birdie. Everything is looking much better. The sun is out. Tiger's got a birdie on the card, and he's going now to his second hole. But, yeah, 2-hour fog delay, but it looks like it's all gone for the day.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, Tiger Woods has only won 7 times, including on a broken leg at Torrey Pines. The one thing that I have a question about, though, is he has these interesting starts. It's like he starts and Zozo, right? 3 bogeys. I mean, then 4 putts in the first hole yesterday. I didn't get to see the first hole on the first round. Did he have a hard putt or something go wrong there?
Well, yesterday, I mean, we're talking about the first hole in the South Course, you remember. He double bogeyed it. It's a par 4, about 430 yards. He made double bogey 3 times in the 2008 U.S. Open on that hole, and he still won the tournament. We were there in Zozo, and again, he started bogey, 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 but he only really hit 2 bad shots. And then from that point on, he was as good as I've seen him in a long time. And then here yesterday, he's got 25 feet up the hill for birdies, 4 under par. He's thinking birdie, and he knocked it by 3 feet, knocked a 3-footer for par about 7 feet by, and then curled that one off to the left and missed, and he had a 4-putt. It happened. It was his 13th 4-putt of his career. Everybody was just stunned.
I'm sure he was, too.
Tiger,
you know,
yeah, as Tiger just says, it is what it is. Sometimes it happens. What are you going to do?
Right. I totally understand. It seems like he makes it hard for himself. He starts off that he has to recover from. I don't know what that is, that these starts that end up putting him in the hole that he just has to climb up out of. It's just an interesting phenomenon that I've kind of noticed. I don't know what's going on with that. And I thought maybe you had some thoughts on that.
No, it's just, I mean, what's a good sign here is, you know, there was a two-hour fog delay, so he had to start, stop, three times. And it is slightly on the chilly side. It's about 55 degrees right now.
Oh.
And that's not good on his back. But he swung it smooth off the tee. I mean, he was absolutely flawless with his swing on his second shot. And then the birdie was in. So he looks fine. He looks good. But, you know, Babe Ruth struck out four times in one game a bunch of times. You know, Michael Jordan has shot an air ball. Tiger Woods gets off the slow start sometimes.
There you go.
It just happens.
There you go.
Yeah.
It just happens. It's golf. And it's the Poana greens that he grew up on them, right? And then he's got somebody said to me, I don't think they realize, but I thought this was a really cute statement. Why does he play at Riviera? He hates Riviera. I guess they say that because he's never won Riviera before. But Riviera is all about his foundation. He makes money for his foundation at Riviera.
Oh, yeah, and it's in Los Angeles, you know, the second marketing capital of the United States behind New York. I mean, it's right there in L.A. Jack never won the Canadian Open. Jack Nicklaus never won the Canadian Open. Tiger Woods has never won at Riviera. But that was the first place that he played in a professional golf tournament when he was 16. It's he likes the golf course. He just hasn't been able to win there. But I'm telling you, he's going to have a chance this year again. He had a chance last year before fading at the end. But again, it's like Jack Nicklaus. It's an anomaly that Jack Nicklaus never won the Canadian Open, and it might be an anomaly that Tiger will never win at Riviera.
Yeah, I just think I love watching Tiger. I love what's happening. Always been supportive of him getting back on his feet again and on all different levels. So it's great to see this happening. Do you think he'll play WGC in Mexico?
Yes, I do. I think he will play there. If I were to guess his schedule, he will next play at the Genesis at Riviera, and then he'll play the following week at Mexico. He fell in love with the place last year. He really, really liked the place last year. He won't play Honda. I think he'll play Arnold Palmer's Invitational, and then he'll play the Players the following week. So, yeah, he really, really fell in love with Mexico City last year and the golf course and the area. So I'd be surprised if he doesn't, because if he doesn't, he's not going to play Honda, because if he plays Honda, then he wouldn't play Arnie because he never plays 3 weeks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't see him going from here to having 2 weeks off and playing L.A. and then having two more weeks off and then playing Arnie's. I think he's going to want to play a little more than that.
Yeah, I hear you. I think what you're saying makes total sense. Can we talk a little bit about Brant Snedeker? It's interesting, you know, how Tiger Woods grew up there. He's got friends. He said there's these friendly faces in the audience. They're there every year. I feel like it's a homecoming. And before we talk about Brent, who was the lady who carried, during the Pro-Am, Tiger Woods' 50-pound bag?
Well, that was a police officer. She's always been assigned to Tiger's group for the last, 20 years here, 15 years here. And so in the Pro-Am, the final hole, she walked up the bag. I can't recall her name. I apologize. But
it's okay.
She walked the bag up and had a merry old time.
Yes. So I guess maybe she's retiring from the force, because she was talking about how this is going to be the last time that she'd be there. And I thought, why? And I didn't know her role. And now I understand. If she's with the police force, then once she's retired, she can't do that. So Brant Snedeker, I've always loved his game. And I loved how he talked about, you know, he doesn't have the distance. I wish I had the distance, but I don't. I have to just keep it in the fairway. But he likes to muscle the greens. And I think that's interesting. Yeah. Tell me.
Well, he's an anomaly, because he's a southern boy who grew up on Bermuda. And Bermuda is smooth. And Poa is anything but smooth. But the first time that Sned's ever putted on Poa was 2007, his first start here in the Farmers Insurance Open. And he shot 61. And he immediately fell in love with Poa. And one of the things you have to do when you putt on Poa is you have to get over the mental problems. you have to be mentally strong, because you know you're going to hit a perfect putt and it's going to bounce offline. You just have to handle that. And so here's a guy who grew up on Bermuda and became an instant star in polo, because he's won twice at Pebble Beach too. And he's won twice here. He's finished second twice here. He's finished third here. And he loves this place. So right off the get-go, he knew, okay, I'm not going to have any problems with polo. And he hasn't. As far as the length here, a lot of people think you have to be a muscle guy. He proves it over and over again that you don't have to be here. You have to hit the fairways here. And he's going to hit more fairways than the bombers do. And you have to plot your way around this golf course. So he's figured out the formula. He's got the right game plan. And I think he's the favorite right now.
Wow. I like that, because I've always had a soft spot for him, because he's so good on the greens and he's so determined, and he doesn't have the long game that the other guys have. How about our leader starting this morning, Ryan Palmer?
Well, Ryan Palmer, he's made 11 birdies this week. They all came yesterday. He made 11 birdies yesterday on the North Course, and he made a bogey on his 17th hole, and he still shot 62.
Wow.
He has lost at a playoff here. He's hit and miss sometimes, but when he's hitting, he's just phenomenal. Putting has always given him fits, but he's a great iron player. He's very good with the driver. He's in a very good mood. He played very well over at Sony, and he felt really good coming into this week, and everything came together yesterday. I mean, he didn't make a putt past 20 feet yesterday and still shot 62. So the way he's hitting the ball, obviously, I'd be shocked if he isn't there in contention on Sunday.
Yeah, as long as he stays steady like he is, and golf wakes up with you in the morning. There's a name at the top of the leaderboard I don't think a lot of people know. His name is Sebastian Kaplan. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes. He's a rookie from Denmark. He had one good tournament in the fall. This is his rookie season. But all of a sudden he knew it was coming, and he put it together last week. He tied for sixth in the American Express in the Palm Springs area. And he came out here, and he didn't even see the back nine of the South Course. He just walked it before the first round during the practice rounds. And he goes and shoots 66 on the South Course.
Yeah.
First time he's ever been here. That's pretty strong. He's a big, big kid, strong kid. And he's got a good head on his shoulders. So he's off to a good rookie start.
Yeah, that's great. And there's a lot of interesting young people that are on the Stanford grad. Brandon Wu. He's also at the top, not at the top. He's getting sponsor exemptions. He's kind of taken a different route to get into the PGA Tour.
Yeah. I mean, there's different ways of doing it. So he's been fortunate to get the exemptions, and hopefully he can take advantage of them. And so we won't need him anymore.
Yeah. He's stroke play medalist at 2019 U.S. Amateur, tied for 35th at the 2019 U.S. Open Championship. Tied for 5th, okay. 35th, rather. Qualifying medalist for the 2019 Open Championship. Semifinalist at the 2018 Western Amateur Championship. Competed in the 2018 U.S. Amateur Championship. So instead of turning pro like Colin Morikawa or Victor Hovland, he went on as an amateur because he wanted to compete in the Walker Cup. Now he's turned pro. I just think that's, you know, getting the sponsor exemptions, but just wanting to complete your amateur career before going just shows a certain grit. It'd be really, I want to get there as soon as possible. Like racehorses, these kids are. They just want to get on the PGA Tour, and he held himself back. And, of course, we're going to see how he does. How did Colin Morikawa handle himself, the young 25? Is he 25 yet?
I don't know if he's that old, but
he's
around there. He handled himself great. I mean, that kid's got a great head on his shoulders. He's fantastic. And he's got a great swing. I hope nobody messes with it. Extremely good ball striker, but I think his strength is his head. He never gets too high, never gets too low. He keeps everything in perspective. He's just a strong guy. And so his first test, I think he became the first player to ever play with Tiger who wasn't born when Tiger played his first PGA Tour event.
Yes.
Yeah.
How was Tiger taking that?
Oh, Tiger just laughs. He knows. He goes, that's the great thing about golf. We can keep playing and playing and playing. And other sports you can't. But this is going to keep happening. I mean, look, he's playing with the two guys he's playing with today, Baker and McCumbery. It's the first time they've ever played with him. And that's going to keep happening more and more often. But Morikawa handled it great. I mean, he's there with Rahm and Tiger.
Yeah.
And he's held his own, absolutely.
Now, where are you? We can hear the wind. We want to know where you are.
Yeah, I'm staying away from the crowd so they don't hear me talking. But I'm behind the second green. I'm going to walk out to three and pick up Tiger as he's kind of playing three and four.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah. And the fog is rolling in again. Oh, boy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The two guys that Tiger's playing with, since we're going to be watching, can you give us a little background on them?
I don't know a whole lot. I just know Tyler McCumber is the son of Mark McCumber, a 10-time winner on the PGA Tour, including a PGA Championship victory. Baker guy, I have no idea. They both came off the Corn Ferry.
Yeah.
They're both young. They're just out here starting again.
That's great. No, but you gave us some, thank you. You've given us some good background. So when we're watching, we can figure it all out. I'm also keeping my eye on Zach Blair because he's playing really well lately. He did really well at Sony. He fell off at American Express, but I like him. He's really into architecture. He's got a good head on his shoulders.
Oh yeah, but he loves architecture. So I would imagine when he's done playing, he'll start, and maybe even well before that, he'll start building golf courses. That he just—that's his passion.
Yeah, he went to a Hawaii BYU, and loves this little golf course at Kahuku. It's a 9-hole municipal golf course right on the ocean. The next time you're in Hawaii, I wish you'd come over more often. We could actually sit at the same table and talk.
Sure.
You know, it'd be fun for the Century or the Sony. But he would always go there to practice at the little 9-hole Kahuku golf course. Loves that place. And when a gentleman put together the finest nines, it's included in there with a foreword by Zach Blair. That's just how I know that Zach's into architecture. So you're off to the third and the fourth to follow on?
Yep. I'm walking a little bit right now, staying away from the crowd so they don't hear me.
Yeah. It's so good talking with you. You're so much fun.
You betcha.
Steve DiMeglio, senior writer, Golf Week and USA Today. Thank you for being on the show and keeping us up with Tiger.
You got it. Thank you very much, Danielle.
Aloha. So that's our show for today. We've got some tee times I promised to give you earlier. There's an 8:36 at Volcano. That may be a little bit late. How about the 9:14 or the 10:38? It was 55 degrees over at Torrey Pines, 55 degrees at Volcano. Makalei has a 9:56 and a 10:24. Poipu Bay has a 9:10, a 9:40. We have an 8:32, but that's already taken probably a couple days. Sorry about that. Rojo Wine Country Club, 9:50 and a 10:40. Bayview, 9:24, 10:36, 11:30. Give them a call. I don't have all of the tee times that are available. And there is Makaha East, 9:34 and 10:22, an 11:18, and an 11:26 at the Kahili course. And Wailea, they have a 9:36 and a 10:30 on the gold. On the emerald, a 9:36 and a 10:39 on the emerald, yes. And on the blue course, a 9:32 and an 11:24. And Wailea has always been a huge junior golf supporter. Hey, Bert, congratulations. You are the winner of the gift certificate from Bayview, $50. So enjoy Bayview. It's a great place to take your friends, hang out, go to the driving range, and check out Top Tracer. It's really cool. All right. Thank you to the people who make this show possible. Oahu Extraction, when it floods, water or worse, it doesn't have to be raining for the flooding to happen. You can come right down your walls from upstairs. Sewer pipes break, or the mud that's left over if it's flooded your home, the water coming across across your steps. Call Oahu Extraction 24/7. They're on site in 90 minutes. Their number is 808-330-6212. 330-6212 or OahuExtraction.com. Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe, Hawaii's best value in golf. The double deck driving range with Top Tracer. BayviewHawaii.com or just call them. Their number is 247-0451 extension 1. 247-0451 extension 1. I spent a lot of time there. You'll like it. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom. Two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment's got it all. Best selection of personal generators, by the way, anywhere. It's Aloha Power Equipment and Rainer Doors. Yes, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Their number is 676-3667. Increase the value of your home. Yeah, with Rainer Doors. Make a major return on your investment. And Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional at Wailea Golf. He'll be on next week. He's just back from the PGA Merchandise Show. You can always listen to the show. Just go to RadioGolfClub.com. There's the podcast there. In other words, you can listen to the recording of the show that was live. If you can't listen to on the radio, you can listen to the streaming broadcast of the show. That's RadioGolfClub.com and wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.